you hear me now?
Hey, I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, nothing makes parents happier than when an eccentric single man takes an interest in their child.
I once knew the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I once knew the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Games and more entertainment radio, episode number 75. I'm C4.
I'm Kobar.
And the Wolf.
And Wolf is on the telephone all the way from the grand land of China. Why don't you say the name of the show in Chinese or something?
Again? I did before.
That was a long time ago, though.
Let me do it again. I do it. Let me think. I have to translate. Like, my head starts in Chinese now.
Wait a minute.
I'm Chinese, huh?
Do you
last time we checked.
Yeah, it's been a while, though. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, you know.
So, and this is a pretty big thing.
Don't you reckon, brother? You know, radio.
Anybody ever tell you your Chinese sucks?
Yeah. My wife told me all the time.
Your wife. You blew the announcement. I was going to say, you know, that this is a pretty big show because Wolf went ahead and did something stupid. I mean, he had a big announcement of something amazing and great in his life. Wolf went ahead and got married. Dude, I can't believe that.
You know how your head gets hot sometimes, right?
How my head gets hot sometimes?
Yeah, all the time for you.
I think you've been in China too long.
No shit. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay. Get hot-headed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's how I am.
So?
I'm hot-headed.
You're hot-headed? Okay.
Yeah, then I got married.
So she calms you down?
Yeah.
By whooping your ass at some Street Fighter, huh?
Yep, we played all day.
You did?
Yep.
Nice.
Damn, I missed all the video games.
I bet. I was going to ask you, did you do anything? Have you seen anything really interesting over there? Have you seen any new games or anything cool at all?
Everything's like pirated.
Everything's pirated over there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and all you've been doing is playing one game anyway, huh?
Yeah, I packed my laptop with me. And all I play is Final Fantasy. It took me 2 weeks to download all the patches. I thought I'm so close to Japan, you know, I got some great connections. No way, man. On the peak hours,
mm-hmm.
I can't even connect it at all.
Jesus, what kind of connection are you using? Are you using a dial-up, or?
No, I'm using DSL, 8 megabit.
No shit, huh?
Yeah, it's only 150 yen. A month.
How much is that in American dollars?
Less than $20.
Damn. That's faster than mine.
Yep.
But it sounds like it sucks, though, for some reason.
But you end up playing at the same time as the Japanese, don't you?
Huh?
Are you...
You can understand.
Are you awake during the same time?
Yeah.
No, I meant the Japanese players. So are you playing with all the Japanese dudes all at the same time?
Yeah, they're 1 hour ahead of us. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Then you're
so you're like right on the coast of Japan, of China.
Uh huh.
Damn. Well, that must be pretty cool. I didn't know exactly how much gaming you've gotten done over there, or if you had a chance to get out.
Only game I can play. Oh, and the Contra.
Didn't you bring your?
I brought my Game Boy Advance.
That's it. I thought you were gonna bring your home consoles with you.
No, I didn't. Too heavy.
Too heavy? Well, are you going to buy some over there that are pre-modded?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I was going to about customer and it's disappointed. You steal some voltage.
Yeah, yeah, but, you blew it. You need to get your parents or some shit to send that shit out there to you then.
Then I don't have a phone voltage.
They could still.
I have another converter, but that doesn't work well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and
my camera already.
Oh, yeah. No
that's
sense.
True. They have funky wall plugs over there.
Yeah, no sense in damaging your consoles.
Or maybe we have funky plugs over here.
Yeah, who knows? Like, we have funky TV over here, so.
Yeah, and funky streets. And
you know, yeah, we're all screwed up over here. Well, check this out. Have you heard anything about World of Warcraft over there?
Oh, it's pretty big over here.
Is it pretty big over there?
Yeah, I think it's got their own server.
Probably, because I know they have Korean servers.
Really?
Yeah, they've got, because, you know, Blizzard games go over pretty big in Korea.
Huge.
Yeah.
Lineage.
They got really lucky.
They're still playing Lineage.
They're still playing Lineage over there, yeah. I don't understand that. How can you fucking play Lineage when you and every other player is a guy who runs like 8 bots just getting money to sell to other people who...
Are bots.
Are bots, yeah. Do you know anybody over there that plays any of those games?
No, actually, I play at home. Most people play in the internet cafe or something like that.
Oh, that's right. They don't have laptops and shit, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
You don't have a power for enough computers to run this shit. I mean, you do, but real expensive.
Yeah.
I calculated more expensive over here.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you said something last time about how it was cheaper to just go to the internet cafes all the time instead of buy a whole computer. What are you taking a piss?
Huh?
I said, what are you taking a piss?
No, I'm just.
Well, here, do me a favor. Shut off Final Fantasy for like an hour and a half with us.
Okay, I'm not playing, dude.
Yeah, you're not?
I'm not playing right now.
You just sat all spaced out or something. It's like noon over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did our best to try to call it a decent hour. It should be like noon, 1 o'clock over there right now.
Nope. My phone sucks. That's why I have to concentrate.
Oh, I see, I see. You need to get a better phone then.
No, that's the best phone I can get.
Oh, really?
Yeah, come on, it's like third world over here.
Yeah. That's fucked up, because all our shit is made over there and then sent over here, so. It works fine when it gets here. Jesus.
Yep.
Damn. Well, you know what sucks, though, is we didn't mention that you'd left to China before, I don't think. I planned on mentioning it, that you went off to China so that everybody could get, you know, ready to expect you calling in from China. And I don't think we mentioned it. I think I just kept forgetting, and then we had, you know, we did, like, Best of the Year show, and it was just real busy towards the end of the year for the shows and stuff. So, and I don't know where the fuck I was been. I totally spaced out, man. I've been.
Oh,
so
yeah. Remember last year I couldn't get on the site?
Yeah.
I can now. And I got real good connections when I'm on the show. It's real fast.
Nice. We are no longer banned from China.
I
can mark China off my list, but Canada's still on my list, though. I'm banned from there still.
For real?
So, damn it.
You have to wear, like, a disguise.
Yeah.
One of those... glasses with the big fake nose.
Yeah. Huge eyebrows and stuff and a mustache. Yeah. Damn it. Yeah. Well, I was feeling kind of bad because I forgot to mention that you left to China because, you know, I wanted everybody to expect it. A lot of people checked in the forum and they saw that, you know, you were out in China, so I'm sure they knew that it was coming, that we'd be able to talk to you pretty soon, but you haven't done as much exploring like you did last year about all the games and stuff over there yet.
No, actually, I've been traveling a lot.
Oh, yeah? Been seeing all kinds of cool... Oh, okay.
Last week, we were out, like, all week.
Oh, really?
We were in different cities.
You're like a damn tourist, man.
No, it's not. It's not like that. Because my wife got lots of family in different city, right?
Yeah.
So we have to go there to invite them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. And I guess, you know, you are Chinese, so you do kind of fit right in, so. It's not like if I was there, they'd be all, that's the tourist right there. They would spot me out real quick, because I've been stuck playing EverQuest, man.
Oh, you stuck already?
No, I've been stuck playing it. That's all I do.
Oh, stuck playing.
Yeah.
It's like EverQuest.
It EverQuest, yeah.
It's It's even worse than Final Fantasy because he plays just as much, but now he has a job.
Yeah, so I have less time to play, but I still try to play as much. It's really killing me. It's like I haven't slept correctly in weeks, and I get so tired by, like, you know, the seventh or eighth day of not sleeping very good.
I'm, like, eating three times a day over here. Like, breakfast, I wake up real early, having breakfast, I'm playing Final Fantasy. You move, then call upstairs. They bring me food.
And they'll deliver food. Nice.
Yeah. Then at dinner, my wife comes home and she cooks.
So what do you do all day? You just sit there and play Final Fantasy?
Or, like, you want to have nothing to do, but you want to have, like, appointment and stuff. I have to go.
You're like, damn it, I want to sit here and play Final Fantasy all day.
Leave it to Wolf to pull out food out of nowhere.
I'm money out of here, man. I put her in people.
Damn. I can't believe
you're... You're that fuck, dude.
What?
I think those people who pay me to tutor them, they're fuck.
Yeah?
Because I'm bad enough.
Crazy, man. That's insane. I can't believe that you went all the way to another country and you're doing the same thing that you were doing when you were here.
But, except I get lots of pussies.
Yeah. Yeah, are you bringing your wife back here?
I'm trying to find a job right now so I can get a working visa here.
Yeah.
I can start her paperwork.
Ah, okay.
Here, from China. So, which takes a little bit shorter. It takes 8 to 12 months to get her over to China, U.S.
Yeah.
If I do in U.S., right?
Well, we need to put her on the show then when she gets here.
Put her on the show? She doesn't even... She sucks.
She sucks.
Well, she sucks anyway.
You need to get her... Like, just start training her now. Just make her start playing more games now. Just train her now.
She loves the RPG, though.
See? Perfect. Because, you know, God knows we don't talk about enough RPGs on the show. We need somebody to do it, so she'd be perfect. That'd be awesome. Anyway, man, what I was going to say was about World of Warcraft anyway. Do you know that they've sold, at least on Blizzard's website, they say they've sold 600,000 copies already.
No shit.
Yeah. They've actually pulled them off the shelves because they can't handle the load anymore.
A lot of people on my link show quit playing Final Fantasy, wouldn't play World of Warcraft.
Yeah, a lot of people. I remember when I was playing Final Fantasy that a lot of people also quit and said they were going to go play World of Warcraft. And I've actually seen some of them playing EverQuest, believe it or not. Everybody's favorite guy.
Japanese.
What?
You got sick and tired of those Japanese.
Yeah, well,
language barrier.
They ruined the game, but Square ruined the game by fucking up my class. So, anyway, that aside...
And we're moving
on. I don't want to talk about that shit all day. I figured it'd be interesting to bring up, though, that World of Warcraft is selling so well. But they actually had to pull it off the shelves and everything, like Kobar said before, because they're having problems. 20 of the servers were down the last whatever day for however long, for whatever reason. They're having... And I'm not supposed to say how I've learned this information, but I know some World of Warcraft players that have been bitching a lot about they don't want to be identified, see,
because remain nameless.
Yeah, they don't want to say anything bad about the game because that would be bad, and they don't want to be
don't want to like take the Lord's name in vain or whatever.
Exactly, right. But there's been all kinds of lag problems with it though, and there's still crashes like hell. And I know some one of the guys at work tries to play. And, like, you know, Wolf, when you're playing Final Fantasy XI, it, like, never crashes. And granted, it's old now, so it's been patched and it's been fixed and all that. But
it was old when we got it.
It was old, yeah, it was a year old when we got it. But, like, I mean, you jump into a game like, one of these new ones, and they got to do a lot of work, a lot of patching and all this stuff.
Oh, it takes forever to fix that, to make everybody happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially Blizzard.
Especially Blizzard, yeah, because they do leave a lot of their problems around for a long time. You wind up with people cheating and map hacks, you know, people PKing, all kinds of stuff, and I'm sure it's different in World of Warcraft, but now they're having what sounds like just bad programming or something. The game crashes constantly For one, I know a guy that he says he can try to play for 3 hours, and about every half an hour or so, the game crashes. I mean, full blown, the game goes down, and it's not the server's up.
You get to go wait in line for 20 minutes and get back in.
I guess the line wait is over now.
That's not what I hear.
I don't know. What I've been hearing is that it's gone. The waiting in line to log in is gone. At least so far, what I heard. So, but that would piss me off anyway, waiting in line before. But I don't know. It sounds like it's selling really well. It's just that people are putting up with, I think, what they're convinced is a good game. And I'm sure it's a lot of fun, but, you know, a good game is the whole package. A game that you can play, for one, would be the top. I'd say if there was something that would, like, the main category of something that would make a good game for me, I could play it, would be the number one requirement of it.
Yeah.
And if you've got a game that's crashing on you all the time, that would kind of eliminate it from the rankings of a really good game to me. You know what I mean? If it's constantly crashing, you can't play some shit like that. You know? So, I don't know. I've been hearing it crashes a lot, and I've been hearing it's really buggy, too, as far as, quests aren't finished still a lot. You know what I mean? Just all kinds of stupid shit like that. A lot of balancing issues. I mean, granted, we have this in every other game, though. I mean, EverQuest 2 has its fair share of problems. But at least the servers don't go down every so often, and the client doesn't crash left and right, you know? I mean, granted, it's got, you know, its problems, too. It's just that I hear so many good things about World of Warcraft, you know, right alongside I hear bad things. And I hear the guys that are telling me the incredibly good things about it, when you can bring them down to Earth, when you can pull them off their little cloud for a minute, you know, and remove them from the war, you know, when they think they're trying to battle you about which game is better,
mm-hmm.
and get them into a regular setting, they'll tell you, this is what's wrong, this is what's wrong, this crashes, this is buggy, this is so laggy. You know, it tells me there's no items ever for sale on the auction house or whatever, and it's like, yeah, I'm sure.
Apparently, yeah, there's a bug with the auction house. Sometimes it won't let you buy anything from it.
Yeah, from what I understand, too, there was, you know, you could practically list something yourself and search for it, and the lag would be so bad that, yeah, it wouldn't be there, you know. I mean, it just wouldn't come up. I mean, there's some pretty crappy problems there, but, and everybody I know is a really high level now, you know. I mean, they've been playing for, what, a whole 2 or 3 weeks now, so I expect them to be max level by now. You know, they're all really close. They're all, like, high 40s and 50s now, so everybody I know...
Wow,
even Modem's like 52.
Is he? Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Mister, I'll play a game to level 3 and then quit.
We gotta give him...
Old over that shit?
Huh?
Old over that shit?
Yes, he is. And unfortunately, he's so into it, but he likes to argue with me about it. Like, he'll call me up to tell me how great something is in World of Warcraft. Whether or not we have it in EverQuest... He doesn't matter. It doesn't,
own?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. He'll call me to tell me how great it is and how bad EverQuest is. But I don't know. Apparently it's selling really well. Blizzard, I guess, doesn't want to sell anymore until they fix some of their problems. But
is, for the most part, a very valiant act.
I guess. I mean, you got to love the way that they're saying this. Is we're so popular that we're going to stop selling our game. Not, okay, we got problems, and we shouldn't be selling this, like it is. Okay, that's just the fucking reality of the situation. This game has got fucking problems, and it shouldn't be out. You know, and if you ask me, EverQuest shouldn't be out either. Okay, that memory leak is a motherfucker. You zone, like, 7 or 8 times, you're done. You gotta reboot. Okay, you're screwed. You know, you gotta time to
but
shut down.
But at the same time, when you're playing with somebody, you may only, when you're actually, like, fighting and whatnot, you may only zone once, twice,
three
times.
Oh, yeah, it's fine all day. I mean, you can do that all day. You
know, it's when you're questing and doing a lot of crap.
Yeah, when you go to a bunch of different zones, it starts to get really choppy after a while, but you reboot and it's fine. I mean, it's a pain in the ass, and it's almost as bad as a crash, because you have to leave the game.
But it's your choice.
You know, exactly. You can deal with it. It just slows it down a little bit. Get a faster computer. Yeah. You won't notice it right away. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty happy to hear they're doing such good sales. I just don't like that, you know, that they've had to come to the point where they had to, like, pull their game off a shelf so people stop buying it. It reminds me of an iPod. Do you see a lot of iPods over there in China?
iPod, no.
Really?
No.
See, they're hugely popular over here. Everybody's convinced that the iPod is the second coming of Christ himself, you know, right next to World of Warcraft.
Right.
And this is why it reminds me so much of it, because I'm gonna get email for this. No, because I know a lot of people that swear up and down their iPod is the greatest fucking invention ever. And I've gotta say, working, you know, where I work and seeing broken merchandise, I see more iPods than anything else. And I mean, we're talking brand new out of the box, they don't work. You've had them for a day or two, they don't work. You have them for a month and the hard drive decides to die. I mean, problem after problem after problem with these things, and yet everybody's convinced. I've seen a 6-year-old girl walking around telling her mother that she wants an iPod for, this is before Christmas, for Christmas, because BMW supports iPod. You know, this is how good the marketing has gotten in Americans' heads right here. iPod, something you must have. If you're an American, you have an iPod and a Coke and a smile. You know, this is, and it's disgusting to me. Now, what's great to me, though, is a friend of mine told me that he was going to go out and he's going to buy an iPod. And I told him, I said, you know how many of these fucking things I see broken every single day? And they weren't dropped. They just don't work. They just stop working. You know, they look perfectly fine. Brand new iPods just don't work. And I told him, I said, you don't want to buy an iPod. And he kind of argued with me a little bit, you know, like, no, man, I've wanted one for so long. They're so great. You know, everybody's got one, right? Doesn't mean it's a good product. Everybody's got one. But everybody's telling me how great they are. But I see the other side of it, the service end. Who's got to repair those fucking things? Who's got to replace those fucking things? So I told him, go buy an iRiver, right? I've never seen one of these things broken. I'm sure they break. Of course they do. I just don't see them, you know, broken left and right, especially for no good reason, you know? So he gets an iRiver. Loves the fucking thing. Does everything he wanted to do and more without having to use ghetto-ass software like iTunes to deal with it.
Ugh.
Right. And
effective little piece of crap.
It's a piece. Okay, that's a whole other argument. I have issues with their software. But so he gets this iRiver thing, loves it. It does everything he wants to do up to a point. You know, I mean, there's just a few things he would like. But, you know, the iPods don't play AUX either. You know, at least
right.
As far as I'm pretty sure they don't anyway. I'm fairly certain that they don't. They play like MP4s and MP3s or M4As, whatever the hell they are. And so anyway, the thing is great. Now, he's got friends that all have been kind of wanting an iPod at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, he said, you know what a friend of mine told me? Did I just write on myself with that pen?
Probably.
He goes, I guess he's got friends that want to get an iPod too. So he tells them, he says, don't get an iPod, get an iRiver. They went out and they buy iPods. And guess what? Within 1 week, they're broken. So this is what it reminds me of, though. You know, I mean, it was hyped up so much, and everybody's so convinced that they want one. And it's just like the greatest thing since sliced bread, so everybody believes. And yet, the dark reality is it's not doing as good as everybody thinks it does. You know, I mean, I'm sure it works just fine for quite a bit of people, but the failure rate of these fucking things.
And it's amazing the blindness people have about some of this stuff. Like, how well the propaganda machine works
exactly. After
it's even right in front of their faces and they see it.
Yeah. Blows my mind. Yeah. I've warned customers. I tell them, I say, don't buy an iPod. You're asking for trouble. I've had a guy. There was a guy who returned three of them. They kept breaking. One same guy. And it was a joke. I don't even know what the guy's name was, but he used to come in all like every day, it seemed like. I saw this guy for about 3 weeks. This guy would come in probably, it must have been about once a week then. And he would come in and he'd say, this one doesn't work either. You know, it works just fine. It quit. You know, another one, the hold button would break. It wouldn't snap off or nothing. It would just stop working.
Mm.
Right? It looks fine. The iPod's fine. It just stops working. You know, another, my favorite one, the hard drive, where you can hear it going. You hear the hard drive grinding like hell.
Mm.
You know, problem after problem. I tell the guy to get an iRiver. Guess who I haven't seen since he got that iRiver? This customer who was having issues with his iPod. Anyway. Enough about what? I can't believe you guys don't see a lot of iPods over there. Or do you just not get outside very much?
Actually, I do outside a lot. We have this, I don't think we can afford iPod, which, you know, they always overpriced.
Oh, that's right, huh? Because that's going to be, I mean, that's like $500 over here, $400 or some shit over here. They're expensive.
Yeah, it's at least 5,000 yen over here.
Oh, okay.
And the people's average income is about 2,000 yen.
Oh, Jesus.
A year?
Yeah, you can figure that.
Holy crap. That's like a big, like, that'd be like a family decision there, you know? Like, what are we going to do with a quarter of our money?
I mean, there's got lots of rich people here, too. You know, it's like fucking ridiculously rich.
Yeah. But still, yeah, I guess the average person...
Yeah, I mean, they use this little tiny MP3 player. It's like 128 megs, 256.
Oh, yeah. iRiver makes a line of those, by the way, if you're interested. I'm convinced this company's doing good stuff. I like their product. Did you hear, I don't know if you noticed this, or saw this, or caught this anywhere else on the news or anything, Wolf, but Electronic Arts bought an exclusive license to NFL games.
Oh, no shit, no.
Yep.
I haven't heard anything about it yet.
Yeah, that means no more ESPN.
Oh, and that's just the beginning of it.
Yeah, well, it gets worse. That's why we're bringing this up. I just wanted to see, you know, if you'd heard that and whatnot. So basically, for the next, what was it, 5 years, I think, or something?
Mm-hmm.
For however long, EA is going to be the only people allowed to make NFL-licensed games. The only ones.
So no more real players and real teams from anyone except EA.
Yeah, you're going to have no more, you know, ESPN, NFL 2K6. You're not going to have that. It doesn't exist.
Well, you will.
It won't have the names. It won't have the names of the players. It won't have the names of the teams.
Because
Because
you're gonna have an ESPN.
You're gonna have. Okay, listen to this now. Now, since that happened, Wolf, check this out. EA went ahead and signed. This was just the other day. A 15-year agreement with ESPN, an exclusivity license with ESPN for 15 years. So
no shit, 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. So they were doing it with. Remember, we had Sega was doing ESPN NFL, right? And now they can't do that because it's going to be like ESPN presents Madden 2006 or something. Electronic.
Well, it's not going to be Madden anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're dropping Madden.
Well, I bet they don't need Madden now that they're the only ones with a football license. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really? What are they going to call it? Just ESPN Football 2006 or something?
Maybe.
Who knows? Oh, you didn't see a name or anything? Oh,
no.
Okay. I didn't know.
In fact, I don't remember what my source is about the no Madden thing.
Oh, yes.
But okay. That is what I heard.
Jesus. I don't know if they could dump that, though. The Madden name is big, you know? I mean, you talk to a non-gamer and you ask them about Madden, they know exactly what you're talking about.
That's true.
You know, you ask them about ESPN NFL 2K5 and they look at you with a blank stare and they say, is that sports game? You know? But they know what Madden is. Now, what's interesting, though, is that, you know, EA's been doing some bad things lately. They've been making some decisions that probably weren't very good for anybody.
Sold their souls to the devil.
They did. Them and Bill Gates are going to hell, right?
In fact, they're fast becoming worse than Bill Gates.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Because this, it seems like it really touches home a little bit more to me. This really bothers me. Because at least on Windows, I can play any game I want. You know? So, anyway. Remember when they bought, like, that 20% stock or whatever in Ubisoft?
Yeah.
You know, on top of whatever that... Ubisoft has actually set up a defense plan against Electronic Arts in case they attempt a hostile takeover.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how scary they are.
I would feel like I was being...
I would too, yeah.
taken over?
Yeah, now EA says they're not taking them over, and they said this is hardly a hostile takeover, and, you know, they haven't done anything yet. But that doesn't mean they're not going to.
Except for look at all the other fronts that are very hostile.
You know, yeah. I mean, they're...
They're making some extremely hostile moves recently.
Exactly. They're making a lot of scary stuff. You know, a lot of people are getting freaked out right now, I think. You know, and I would be too. I mean, imagine working in an industry, you know, and all of a sudden EA comes in, you know.
And the industry as a whole is frankly kind of teeter-tottering a little bit as it is.
It is. I think you're right. And I think, you know, EA must see that. From a business standpoint, I guess I can understand it. You know, from a business standpoint, they've got to survive.
I can't. You make yourself too big, you're going to make everything else around you fall, and you can't be the entire industry.
You can try.
You fail miserably.
Look at Microsoft. They do all right.
It's a little different.
Does anybody out there in China use anything else? Don't they use Linux a lot out there?
Wasn't
it created by the Chinese government, though? Didn't they make their own distribution?
Yeah, they do.
Do you really
know? Owned by some, like, you know, by some one guy or one company and stuff. It's by the government.
Can't you just download that somewhere from a website, though?
Me? No. Oh, yeah, of course. It's open source.
Really? I thought they would have done something to close it as best they could, though.
But you have one type of operating system for several years.
Yeah.
Not 50, 60 games every year or more.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't go with what one company can produce.
Yeah, but if they own everybody, they can produce a lot of games. If they own everybody... Or, you know, if they own a tenth of the industry, they could make a lot of games a year just out of one company. You know? They could crank
some
stuff.
Yeah, but I'd have to stop playing games.
I know. I know. It pains me to know that Burnout 3 is owned by EA.
Or I'd have to completely start pirating.
You know Burnout 3 is from EA, right? That's how, I mean, it hurts. It really hurts. I know, and I love that freaking game. And it hurts me, though, because that game's awesome.
Well, sure you can make a quality product when you put twice as many man hours with fewer employees and fewer real hours in development.
That sounds like the Best Buy theory behind, like, actual customer service and work there, too. You guys get less hours and we demand more work. And then maybe we'll give you some more hours. That's how they keep you, you know, they keep that carrot in front of you. Ah, work pisses me.
Get a real job.
So, I know I should. This coming from a guy who plays Final Fantasy all day. What are you gonna do for a job over there?
I don't know.
You don't know yet.
You don't know. Flip rice patties.
You need to find something like work at a video game retailer place or something.
No, I just don't have a video game retailer.
You just go to the black market. You go to some alley somewhere.
Something like that.
Something like that. No, last time you told us, there was like these huge places, like with all kinds of gaming stuff in it. Why can't you get a job at some place like that?
Because they need a special license for Army.
Oh, okay.
Like a lot of families.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what ends up happening. Now, did you play Doom 3?
Doom 3, I cannot play.
Oh, because you only had your laptop there, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, it was a lot of fun for me. I really enjoyed it. A lot of people saying it's not long enough, not innovative enough, blah, blah, blah. It's still a hell of a lot of fun. It was an experience. Now, an expansion pack is coming out for it. It takes place 2 years after the story in Doom 3, though.
I gotta play the Devil's Advocate. Is its name going to be Flashlight Simulator 2.0?
Smart guy. I have the box right here. It is called Resurrection of Evil. Yes, that's right. This is the box right here for the expansion pack.
Did you pre-order it?
I did pre-order it. And you know why? Because for $10 I got a Doom 3 t-shirt, and I am a sucker for a t-shirt. Now, if anybody wanted to know, it is a large t-shirt, and it doesn't say anywhere that on the box, which is perfect. It's fine. It's actually, it fits me rather well. So, I was pretty impressed. I imagine the going rate of this game is going to be about $30. But I'm looking forward to it. It's pretty cool. It sounds like, I guess it takes place 2 years after the story ended in Doom 3, and that you're playing a different guy now. You're no longer the same Doom 3 Marine that you were before. You go out and you gotta go investigate the, original site of where they did the dig, you know, and they found those artifacts to bring back the demons and all that shit. I guess that's where you start out the game, and you gotta go there to investigate the place. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to crawling back out there. I'm really hoping they have more of the hell levels, though. You know, because the hell levels were awesome. So I really wish that...
I was looking for system specs, but...
I wish they had a real box over here.
The original game would be the same.
Yeah, probably. What?
I wish they had a real box over here.
There is no real boxes for anything over there. Everything you've got is pirated. You're going to have to bring back some cool pirated stuff, though.
At least, yeah, I will.
Just because, I mean, not even because it's just like, it's cheap. It has nothing to do with trying to get something for free. I like it because it's interesting. You know when you see something that is just so wrong, and yet still somebody put in all kinds of time and effort to make it, you know, like you ever seen like a knockoff Nintendo or something, and you're like, what the hell is this thing, you know? It's just neat to see. There's actually a website somewhere. I used to browse this all the time. It was like weird pirate crap or something. It was on some like Atari site or something. Like, I really can't remember, but I haven't been there in years. But the guy had like lists of games and screenshots and pictures of the cartridges and how
the
screwed
bootleg
up.
Stuff.
So yeah, dude, it's so neat, you know. And he had consoles that were pirate consoles and stuff. It was just so cool, you know. I guess bootleg is a better word.
My girlfriend bought from eBay some season of Silk Stockings or something like that. But it was bootleg from China.
It was, oh yeah.
And she got it, and it's like in this box all together with these plastic sleeves. It's so funny.
Yeah.
You got like the Chinese writing on it. And so I told her, you realize that's not real. You basically just pirated something. She's like, no.
Just because you pay out real money for it doesn't make it real. But yeah, you know, there's
that's
a lot.
Funny, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of anime like that, too, on there. The Hong Kong guys get a hold of it, and they pirate the anime through eBay. You know, and I have some here. I have, you know, some.
They do a lot of the different DVDs like
you know,
that.
Yeah, and I see why, because it cost me, you know, for a set that cost $105 over here, it cost me like $30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in English. You know, I've got the Japanese audio and subtitles. I've got the English audio and subtitles, too. So there was no reason for me not to have it. I kind of feel bad, but it's cool, because nobody else has it. I know people that have the real version. They're like, check it out, man. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Check this out. And they're like, what the hell? Because it looks legitimate. You know, they did a decent job with it. I think it's kind of neat stuff, though. But we're going to have to get in touch with you, Wolf, and see what kind of, you know, other weird pirate crap they have out there. You know, one of these days. Maybe one day a week or something, you can go out and go scope out some weird stuff. And take some pictures, man.
Zero, maybe.
Oh! Then you need a cell phone that has a little camera built in.
Yeah.
That'd be so,
I have one.
Dude, that'd be so awesome. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta get us some pictures of some weird pirate crap or anything. I don't care what it is. Just send, if you email me the picture, I'll post it on the forum for you. That'd be pretty sweet. Now, along the same lines of taking shit over, Take Two Interactive, that's our friends from Rockstar, right? Grand Theft Auto people. They've been in talks with the Major League Baseball Association for an exclusivity license with them. So that could be interesting if that gets split up, you know, because I kind of thought that maybe EA would be the only ones that would sink low enough to do something like that. I really did expect them to go out and get everybody exclusive licensing. And I guess I didn't see another company saying, oh yeah, well, we'll play ball with you, EA. I didn't predict that.
Well, they probably felt like they had to.
And they do, you know. So I think they're making a good move trying to. It sucks because EA started something really bad.
Yeah.
This and is not going to end here.
Yeah. And it's probably going to continue for the rest of the industry.
You know what's
going to
be the greatest part? Is I bet that on top of getting, you know, ESPN and the NFL licenses, I would not doubt that we're going to see some heavy, heavy in-game ads and marketing now.
Yep.
Because if you only have one NFL title to choose from, which you basically say this is my license to print money, because if you're going to buy a football game, you're going to buy the one that says NFL on it. You're going to buy the game that says, you know, this is
you're
going to
buy the one
NFL.
Where you can play your favorite characters,
yeah.
Your favorite characters,
right?
Your favorite players, and your favorite teams.
Exactly. And how much would, say, McDonald's pay to have a fat billboard in that game? You know, because they know it's, I mean, that's a surefire hit.
As much as I truly abhor that thought, I would be actually quite glad if it happened.
Why is that?
Because if this becomes a staple of the industry, you have to have a license, you have to have an exclusivity license, that's a big extra cost to a game.
Yeah, that's true.
In order for EA to flat out buy NFL, they had to pony up some serious change.
That's true. That's a good point.
And so, unless they get some extra income coming in for this game, it's going to cost us a lot more.
Yeah, that's... You know, oh, that'll be interesting to see, too. How much do you think they're going to sell? What is retail on this game going to be? The only game in 2006 licensed by the NFL. How much would you pay? You know?
Zero!
Well, I would pay zero also. But, like, you know...
I would imagine probably 60.
I would not doubt that this game will be $59.99. EA is really going to screw our stuff up now. I mean, that's going to really piss me off, too. So, I don't know. I'm not happy about any of this. This is not okay.
And it was already heading that way anyway, but this is just going to make it worse.
Yeah, but this isn't the right way to go, though. So check it out.
No, what are they thinking, though?
Wait, what?
No, what are they thinking?
I don't know what... Well, they were thinking they want all the money.
Yeah, they...
That's what they were thinking.
From a wallet standpoint, this was a solid move.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. I guess I can see where they're coming from. You know, I mean, they don't really care what happens to the industry as long as they're here long enough to make the most money they can out of it. You know, and I can understand that. From a business point, who cares? You know, from their eyes, who cares? We're here to take money from the people. We're here to stay in business. So, you know, hey, that's what they're here for. But I got some good news today, though. Actually, Kobar found the good news today. Xenosaga 2.
February. Next month.
Oh, shit.
Next month, Brozef. You're going to have to get your hands on a copy. You're going to have to find yourself a PlayStation.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Xenosaga 2 is going to supposedly...
You know what? It's pretty hard to find a release version of the game here.
Yeah, but it will be, huh? So you can
yeah,
order it.
Lots of them are Japanese. That's a fucked up one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of the anime that you see on eBay that comes from Hong Kong is in Japanese, but you know you can get on eBay and have somebody ship it out to you though.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get it
China. No.
To China?
Have your mom buy it.
I was just gonna say I could ship it out to you. I forgot that I'm over here. So. But you don't have
a PlayStation.
You don't. Yeah, I was gonna say you don't have a US PlayStation though. Yeah, that's the problem. How long are you going to be there? Do you know yet?
If I can find a job, right? I stay here 3 months, 3 to 6 months longer. If I cannot find a job, I will be back around, let me see, I'll be back after Chinese New Year. That's February 7th.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's pretty soon.
Yeah.
You'll be back in time for Xenosaga.
I don't think I'm going to work for it in a while.
When you get back?
Yeah, I'm having too much good time.
Yeah, I bet. But over here, it's more expensive to not work, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, all the money that you take over there becomes more money. It doesn't work back that way when you come back over here, you know? So I don't know how long you'd be able to pull it off, but yeah, that's good news. Xenosaga 2, I'm really looking forward to that, because the first one was so awesome. Oh, and you know what? Suikoden 4 is out.
No, everything, all the goodies are out.
Yeah, they waited until you left, I think.
No shit.
Yeah.
Which I'm proud of. I think that's a good thing.
What?
Huh?
Waiting till he left?
Yeah. Deny Wolf
the game. You wouldn't play it anyway. You'd be playing Final Fantasy all day, just like we'd be sitting here playing EQ all day. Well, I would anyway.
Yeah, it's time. I have other stuff to do. I need to play. Trust me, I will play.
Yeah, I bet you would. But I really wanted to play those also, but I haven't seen anything on Suikoden 4 yet. Not too much anyway as far as like reviews. But what did you say you saw?
PSM gave it a 6.5.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Not out of, like, 7?
No, I'm pretty sure
pretty
the standard
sure
is 10.
Did you hear that? 6.5 out of 10 in PSM.
No shit.
Yeah, for Suikoden 4, so that kind of sucks. I kind of expected it to be, well, no, I expected it to be bad. I wanted it to be good. I expected it to be bad because they didn't do the three-player system like they had before. Remember, you could have different stories all going on at the same time? In Suikoden 3, that was awesome. That was epic right there. That was fucking cool. And they took that out. And then they took a little note from Nintendo and put the game on water. You know, they threw you on a boat. And the boat, I guess, is your castle with 108 stars.
It doesn't talk.
Right.
I don't think it talks. So, I don't know. I don't think that was a very good move. I still want to check it out, though, because, God, I had a damn good time playing the Suikoden 3. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I think that's a rental.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a a rental. We'll have to check that out. I wonder how big it is. So, see, Wolf's coughing, too. See?
Yeah.
You said something about it being hella polluted or some shit, though, right?
Yep.
Sounds like you're
bad air quality.
Yeah, you need to walk around wearing a mask or something, and don't catch any SARS.
Yeah, you'll fit that in with the surgical mask.
Yeah. Dude, last time he was down there, it was during that whole SARS thing.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was scary. When he came back, people I knew were all, don't hang out with him. I was like, damn. But I didn't get SARS, so. It's alright. Now, apparently, the guys at Irrational Games... Stop coughing into the phone, jackass.
I think I'm going to die.
Do you want to get off the phone? Because I know if you're talking too much that you start coughing more.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for having me on the show, man, well, even though I didn't talk much.
Yeah, I know you're dying, though. You were coughing before when we were talking to you. It's just like your throat gets dry or something.
Yeah.
That's why I get the dude.
Yep, that's right. And I got my Pepsi right here. So, all right, we'll give you a call in a couple days, man, and see what's going on.
Hey, dude.
Alright? I think he hung up. Alright,
dude. Peace out.
Later. Alright.
He's been in China too long. His English got even worse.
Yeah, he is. Damn. That's alright. At least he can listen to the show now. Last year he wasn't even able to get to the website.
No.
So, yeah, that was rough. But what I was going to say, let's see. Okay, the guys over at Irrational Games, the guys who made, I guess, System Shock 2.
Right.
Hugely popular.
Something
game.
Pretty cool just recently, but I can't think of what it was.
You're right, because it sounded very, like, recently familiar to me, too.
Yeah,
something
Irrational
that was very
Games.
Cool, but I can't remember what it was. I'm sure it's something I've been playing, like, every waking minute of the day for a while, and I just spaced out who makes it, because I usually don't pay too close attention.
We'll probably get some hate mail
about it. No, we're not getting hate mail, because the email's fucking broken. So, you fixed
it.
The problem, yes. Do you remember what this... Yeah, I do, it's right there. Okay, I forgot all about that.
C4.GamerRadio.
Oh, wait. Oh man, that's not what you told me. You said it looked when you wrote it down to me. It looked like it was c4.gameradio
right, yeah.
at gmail.com.
Right.
So for all those of you who are making fun of me for being prehistoric in my email, I still think there's nothing wrong with good old POP3. I think it's the way to go. But I don't know. Can you? I think you can check your Gmail with a regular email client through their POP protocol, right?
I think you might be. I'll have to check it out.
I'll have to look into it because
you also get a little program that.
I don't need any more little programs, though. You know what I mean? I mean, how many times do you go to do something and somebody goes, "I got a program for that," and then you got to download some other fucking software that does some stupid thing and it pops. This is how you wind up with spyware on your computer. Okay, I see this shit all
this
the time.
This is from Google, though.
I don't know if I trust them bastards anymore. They need to ratchet their operation down and get some work done instead of releasing a bunch of beta software. Here, try this, try that. They need to fix some shit first. That's what I think.
Anyway,
I'm gonna get all kinds of hate mail this show, especially now that we have an email address that works. It's c4.gameradio@gmail.com. Until I can figure out what the hell is going on with the normal
game standard. Radio is all one word, just in case.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know if it matters, but the gamer part is in caps.
Yeah,
At least that's how it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter. I don't know. I'm not used to this here newfangled webmail crap. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like having to go to a damn website and check my email. I have a program for that. See, I have.
Yeah, but you have to start up the program just like you have to.
Yeah, but it sorts it all nice and it's not all flashy and clicky and it's not all. You know what I don't like? I don't like web eyes stuff. That's what bothers me. You know, like web eyes. I don't even know if it's a word.
It is now.
It is.
how do you think we got the word apple?
You can click on anything these days, and that kind of bothers me. What happened to a checkbox? What happened to having like options for stuff instead of having a clicky little interface for everything? And
and you think people were calling you a dinosaur before?
I am from the medium old school. I'm not old school to where I was soldering my own shit together with my vacuum tubes on my shit.
I like DOS.
You know? But I do. You know, I was like, I got into this game, you know, fucking, you know what I started with? At the school computers, we had like Apple IIs or some shit, and then at the big school, when I moved on to the high school, when I was a real man, we had 8088s, right? Oh, I mean, even they were drones. No hard drive, nothing. I mean, these things were dumb terminals. They didn't do dick. They connected to the server,
right.
A monster 286, okay? And this is what we did. You know, we got along with early versions of DOS, and we liked it, all right? We had a four-color monitor, and we dealt.
I do like DOS. I like in EverQuest 2, everything's done with chat commands for me.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. That was a huge leap from DOS to EverQuest, though, so. I don't know.
Well, I'm saying that I tend to use.
Rather than all the clicky little fucking interfaces stuff,
I tend to use all the.
There's nothing wrong with clicky, windowy interfaces. What I'm saying is, like, you notice how you get things that are, like, everything is like a link. That's what bothers me the most. You know how you can click on, like, goddamn near anything, and everything tries to be all animated, and everything tries to be. You know, in a game, that's fine. You need that in a game, you know, because you want it to be all nice and entertaining, right. And you want to give your attention. But if you want to check your goddamn email, all right, HTMLized email is Satan. I use text email, all right? I have my settings and all my shit to send text. And if I receive an HTML email, right, it will filter it into text for me so I can read the goddamn thing. Because I don't need all these ridiculous fonts. You know what I spent? I spent a good couple of hours the day trying to get my fonts to old school DOS fonts. And I couldn't. Because these fonts drive me insane. And I can't stand black on white. It burns my eyeballs out of my skull. So why can't I get black on white and have it look like, or white on black and have it look like DOS used to look, you know, like a nice good terminal in Unix or something like that. Why can't I have that? It's gotta have these curvy fucking, what do they call them? There's a word for it. It's a clear view or something like that. Fonts and shit. What? Come on! Alright? I'm not gonna strain my eye trying to read this thing. This gets me worked up. What is wrong with stuff that works just fine? It doesn't need to be all happy and clicky and have little butterflies flying around. Have you fired up Messenger yet? Have you used Instant Messenger, like Microsoft Messenger, whatever the hell it's called?
I don't touch it.
Yeah, I don't either, but a buddy of mine, and I see it all day at work, but a buddy of mine had installed it today just to get a hold of it. Now I use Trillium, okay? And the new version of Trillium, I won't use. Trillium 3, it's all webby and shiny and plastic and animated, and it clicks and beeps and whistles and has all kinds of clicky stuff. I gotta get used to it or something, but I like the older one. It worked and was plain and simple. I have a real problem with this. I like clean software. It doesn't need
to
be...
You have a problem with it now. Wait for a couple more years.
Well, no, they might do it right, though. They might do it all 3D, but the early 3D stuff won't be all ridiculous yet. You know, you're not going to have, like, plasma color stuff zooming all over the place. It'll start out simple, I think, you know? Mm-hmm. It'll be, like, not quite like it was in the movie Hackers yet, right? It might look like that, but it might not have all the colors yet, you know?
Right.
So that might not be so bad. And I have to put up with this crap at work. You know, I get to work on somebody's machine, and, dude, I don't know how some of these people use their computers. I have no idea. And the amazing part is they let it get that bad. You ever turn on, go to somebody's house and flip on their machine, and you see like 400 programs all try to run at the same time when you first turn it on. And they're like, oh no, I just turned it on, I have to walk away for a little while. Right, it takes my machine like 30 seconds to boot and be waiting for me to do stuff. Okay, I mean, that's it. It's bam, here you are, right here, you know, and it's got me, and it does the things I need it to do. It's got me connected to who I need to, it hooks up with my dynamic DNS server guys and updates my IP address. It does all this ridiculous stuff. The voice chat software is running, you know, fucking everything is there, and then I go to these other machines and they've got 8 different versions of AOL installed on the machine. They've got, you know, every different instant messenger client you can imagine. They've got 1,500 pieces of spyware, but they gotta have it. They gotta have it because that's how you run Kazaa. You gotta have that. That's how you run. And yes, I know about Kazaa Lite and all that crap, but I'm saying the average person doesn't, okay?
Right.
And you know, and then they've got like all these weird chat programs and they got these.
Weatherbug.
Weatherbug is a big one. I see that all over the place, along with all these other like web enhancer ones, you know, that speed up your downloads and all they're getting is these giant ads displayed on their computer. It blows my mind. There's nothing. I got hit with Cool Web the other day.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. This really pissed me off. Now I've never had a piece of spyware on my machine before. And it's weird because I haven't changed my browsing habits either. I've been the same way forever. And the only reason I even know what Cool Web is because I have to remove it 750,000 times a day. And the other day, it was actually I don't use Internet Explorer. I mean, every time I fire it up, my firewall is like, what the hell is this? Okay? And something I was looking at, and I think it was those MTV videos, is the only thing I can recall, but it must have been something that hit a page I went to using Firefox, yet got itself into the machine.
That's a scary thought, the Firefox is...
Whatever, it had to, because I don't use Internet Explorer. So I fired up Explorer for the first time, okay? And I wound up on Cool Web's website, one of their search sites. Blew my fucking mind. I don't know what I did. I couldn't think of anything. So whatever it was pretty sneaky to get past me, because I'm pretty sharp on that stuff, you know? So I was pretty sad. I got rid of it. Believe me. I blew that fucking thing out of the water, but still, it's just like, God damn it. You know, I mean, I'm pretty careful. And, you know, no wonder people's machines are all like, oh, I don't know how we went from talking about video games to spyware. But Microsoft, if you go to their website, they actually, if you're running Microsoft Windows anyway, and you therefore probably have a spyware problem. You're the king of spyware. What am I talking about here? See, I forgot how guilty you are.
I am not.
It's not you, it's your girlfriend. But didn't she get all that shit on your machine? Wasn't it her?
Yeah.
Microsoft.
Using Internet Explorer for those frickin' Java games.
Yeah, that's bad stuff. I see that crap everywhere. But Microsoft has an anti-spyware program now. It's called Microsoft Anti-Spyware.
Beta I'm sure it works real well.
You know, actually, I've had a chance to use it. Mm-hmm. Now, the funny thing is, for you to use it, to download this software, it verifies your copy of Windows. Right? So while I was at work, I verified somebody else's copy of Windows, and I managed to save myself the program. Because I have to use it at work on all these other machines. So, you know, we have it on
what work. If they weren't?
I don't know. I'm sure that most of the machines we see are all legitimate, you know, because we won't work on it if we know if they're running a pirate copy of Windows, we won't work on it. So,
yeah,
and most of them are legitimate. Most of them have their own product keys stuck to the machine because it's a bunch of Dells and Hewlett Packards and Compacts. And
anybody that's going to pirate that shit probably would never take it
to Best Buy
anyway.
Best Buy
to be fixed.
Exactly. That doesn't happen an awful lot. Once in a while it does, though. But anyway, it's actually pretty cool, their anti-spyware program. It doesn't work like 100% well yet. I mean, it's beta 1 right now. The interface kind of bothers me, but I mean, it's not terrible. I guess all of them I really don't like. But anyway, it's informative is what I like about it. Because... It'll scan your machine, and then it'll say, we found this. And when you highlight the option of, you know, or the section, it says, we found, say, Cool Web. Mm-hmm. So you click on Cool Web out of your list of 4,000 other things it found, And then it tells you everything you need to know about it. It says this does this from this company, does this, does that, replaces this. If you've been having the problem with this, this is why. Bam. And I bet I know why Microsoft, I guess they bought some company that made some kind of anti-spyware software. And I think they're doing it because how many phone calls a day do you think Microsoft gets that is not their operating system's fault?
Yeah.
You know, that's probably spyware related. That was a long talk about something that I did not plan or want to talk about today.
It came from the clickiness of a web-based email.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? Jesus. Back to whatever we were supposed to talk about. So you can send this email, all the hate mail that you want to send. So, no, we actually love hearing from everybody. I got an email from a guy, or no, not an email, because email doesn't fucking work, but he was smart enough to send me a private message on the forum from a dude named Vex up in Canada. It was pretty cool, because he's a World of Warcraft player, and he actually posted some really cool screenshots on the forum. I don't know if you've been over there to check those out.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that cool mount. I really like the mounts in that game. You know, they did a pretty good job.
Well, I think Modem was the one that put up the
Modem
mount.
Modem started with, didn't he put some screenshots up there too? But this guy had a whole other thread on a bunch of screenshots.
I must have missed that thread.
Yeah, and I happened to see that in one of them he had a really cool looking mount or something. So that was pretty neat. I just wanted to say thanks for that and everything. And I did the other note. I wrote some notes down at like 4 o'clock in the morning the other day. And I'm sure, I think you were just looking at them, and they didn't make a lick of sense, probably. They were like little pieces of notes about something, and they didn't quite come together, and that was the one part I remember. So I found out, you know, a bunch of people sent us their tops, you know, their best of the year list that we didn't get, so.
Yeah, and I'm sure we've gotten lots of email about people reviewing games and stuff. Like, we haven't heard from Cushion in a long time.
Yeah, but we know his works now, though. His didn't work for a while.
His
email could not get to me for some reason for a while. It was weird. And now that we have solid proof that there's something wrong with the email, this must have been happening since day one. Because something happened right when I switched to this host where there was suspect emails missing. And it's kind of been happening every now and again, but I've been kind of like, oh no, this can't be. And now that we got hard proof that half the email's not showing up, we got a problem. So hopefully this Gmail thing will fix it up here. You know, hopefully it won't.
But at the very least, it'll be a temporary fix.
Yeah, you know, because I'd rather stay in my prehistoric old man ways, damn it. They worked just fine, barring some kind of technical disaster, like whatever's happening now. But Bioshock is what I was going to talk about that time ago from Irrational Games.
That's right.
This is a first-person shooter RPG game, and from what I read, it sounds a lot like Deus Ex and System Shock. So you can expect, you know, a pretty good game, I think, you know, just based on that right there, you know, and then we get to hear all the System Shock fans tell us how innovative this new game is, even though it's just like the others, you know. So that'll be fun to listen to. Getting a mouthful from
cue
them.
Cue the Ribo response.
I just got to give him a jab every now and again. I haven't talked to him in a while, so. Yes. But we love it when he's on the show, too. We actually almost called him today, but we wound up talking to Wolf instead, so. That did not come to pass, because I know he's been playing Resident Evil 4.
I think he beat it.
Really? Already?
I think so.
My God. This is brutal.
How hard is it to beat a 20-hour game, though?
Very hard.
I don't know. You can't really have much more than 20 hours in a game like that.
Yeah, you can. No. It would be hella boring. But you could do it. You can do it.
With an action game, 20-25 hours is really about perfect.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty solid game. But I don't know. I really wanted to check that one out. Sounds pretty good, though. But this Bioshock sounds pretty good, man. You know, a bunch of genetic manipulation type of crap like they had in, you know, Deus Ex, where you can, you know, get all those modifications to yourself, like skills and shit like that. They're supposed to have, I guess it's like a bunch of configurable stuff like that. Weapons and,
This is System Shock 3, is that what you said?
I would call it that, but it's called Bioshock. So, who knows? Who knows what they're gonna wind up calling it, though. I have some other good news, though. From our friends at Sega. I think I posted a link to this a couple days ago. Well, no. Days. This is how long I've been lost in NORAF, okay? My brain is fucking gone. I am stuck in EverQuest, okay? This was like months ago. I had a link up there for something about Shining Tears that I don't think we talked too much about before, or if at all, but it looks incredible. This is an action RPG from Sega based on Shining Force. Remember those games? And like the Genesis.
Yeah, this was a long time ago we talked about this on the show.
And they're good games, but this looks really good. I like the style they're taking with this, where it's like cartoony, you know, it's got that anime feel to it. You know, it's not cartoony like World of Warcraft,
right.
Hanna-Barbera, okay? This is anime stuff, like hardcore, nice-looking shit, you know. They got the hot elf chicks and the burly fighter dwarven dudes, you know, all in some fantasy land, and they got the crusty old wizard, and it's all like, what's that anime stuff? Record of Lodos War, you know, something like that, you know, where it's just badass. And it reminds me a lot of looking at that. And I've been looking around at these games lately, trying to figure something that would pull me out of EverQuest, and I just don't see it happening. But honest, and you know, I thought Suikoden 4 would be the one, and it just doesn't seem to be it. Xenosaga is gonna challenge EverQuest for a while for my time, my gaming time. But honest to God, from what I've seen of Shining Tears, it's gonna pull me out of EverQuest. I might get my head out of my ass. If that's possible. It's, the only thing, I mean, I don't know, you start out as just some, you know, random young kid, who, of course, this is always a great way to start a game, lost his memory.
Yeah.
Right? And when he comes around, I guess there's like a war going on or some shit, and all he has with him, I imagine he's got some clothes too, but he's got these two magic rings, so I'm sure that's gonna have something to do with it, you know, that's gonna have a big part of the story is these magic rings that this kid has on him. I don't know, it looks good though, like as far as the graphics go and what they want to do, like little video clips of it look entertaining anyway, it looks like it's fun, looks like something I would want to play, so keep your eyes open for that. Something that nobody's going to want to hear about or play, but I got to bring it up anyway because I thought it was funny. They're making another Getaway, I guess. It's called Getaway Black Monday. The Getaway. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of that?
I think it's a really bad GTA knockoff.
Yep, I do too. This one's supposed to have 22 missions, 3 different characters. Has something to do with people being like all related somehow to the same... crime. I guess there was a bank robbery is the setting here. And from what I gathered, you could even play like a cop. You could even have like a, I guess you were playing as a cop. And I don't know if that was like a training level or what, but I guess you could be a cop. I wonder if they're going to have like Snoop or something.
So. Wasn't he in the last, no, that was Escape to LA.
Oh, is that the one he was in?
Escape, no. Something LA. Streets of LA.
Streets of, you're right, okay.
Escape to LA was a really bad movie.
I didn't mean any disrespect to the dog. I'm sorry, the dog father, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Faux shizzle, my dear.
That's right. So, I don't know, but this one takes... Oh, yeah, this isn't the one, because this one's set in London, that's right. Yeah, he wouldn't be in that one. Snoop representing from the far east side. Yeah, that wouldn't happen. That'd be pretty funny, though. Devil May Cry 3 comes out March 2005.
Well, from all the hype, soon. It's supposed to be a lot better than the second one.
Well, so I never played the second one or the first one.
I didn't either. The first one was quite a lot of fun.
Was it?
I did not like the camera whatsoever because, as most people know, when they started making Devil May Cry, it was originally another Resident Evil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they decided, they were like, they had started with the engine and all this other stuff, and they realized, you know what, we don't really want to make a Resident Evil right now.
This is fascinating. I've never heard this before. Really?
And that's why... So they decided to switch gears and make Devil May Cry.
The way it is now.
Yeah.
All action. And they went... That's 180 degrees there.
Because kinda.
Resident Evil is like, sure, you're walking around, but you're walking around slowly. And you're creeping around, and you're waiting for something to scare the
but
living...
But you can see how, when you're playing, at least... not actually playing, but maybe going through the inventory system and the camera angles and all that, how it's very Resident Evil-ish.
Oh, yeah?
And that's because they started out making another one.
Well, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I played the Japanese demo, for the third one, mm-hmm. for Devil May Cry 3. Wow.
How's the camera? Is it Resident Evil-like
it's,
camera?
It's...
fixed camera, and you have to...
It moves around, I think.
I can't stand. If it wasn't for the camera system,
no, it moves around.
If it wasn't for the camera system, Devil May Cry would be one of my favorite games.
And that one doesn't move at all.
No, it's just like Resident Evil.
I'm like 90% sure this one moves around, but I can't remember.
And sometimes
I made that stat up. I have no idea, but I can't remember because it was a long time ago.
Sometimes I swear to God, the developers are on such crack when they decide where to put those cameras. I cannot figure out for the life of me what would make them decide to put it there.
They think it's challenging, I think. Let's see if Blair can't see it. See, back to our list of things that make a good game, right? You can play it, number one.
You can see it.
Number two, yes, number two, you can see it. You know, we need a list. We need to come up with a list of the absolute things that you need.
That was like that last Legacy of Kain game that had Soul Reaver and Kain in it.
Uh-huh.
They switched the camera angle kind of like that, and you could tell, point blank, that they used the camera to make it more to make the puzzles more difficult. And it's a thing.
Yeah.
It gets so frustrating because you're trying to figure out the puzzles, and granted, they're not difficult puzzles.
Yeah.
But the camera makes them difficult, and it's just incredibly annoying.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Resident Evil cameras.
Right.
I didn't like them at all because I couldn't see a goddamn thing.
So, and they did it on purpose. Like you were saying, it adds to suspense when you can't see.
Exactly. And something like that, I was just going to say it does. And something like that, it really adds to the suspense of it, though. You know, you're getting freaked out, you know, because you can't see. You can't see the window. You can't see anything outside that window. You can't look out the window. You're not in a real, like, you don't have any control over the camera. So
understandable, I suppose. Find another tool, in my personal opinion.
If I remember,
that's not scary, that's frustrating.
It is, but I mean, they do a decent job. There was very few rooms in Resident Evil where the camera was ridiculous. There was a lot where you would think to yourself, my God, why is the camera here? And then there was a few where you were like, I can't make heads or tails of what's going on. I can't, you know. What I don't like is when you go into another room and you don't know which end you're coming in from now.
That reminds me, I was watching an extended play, X-Play this one time.
Yeah.
And they were doing one of their little skits they do sometimes. And, what's his name? The guy.
Adam Sessler.
They're pretending like he's in a video game.
Was it a recent episode?
No, I doubt it.
So Manjaw wasn't in it.
Yeah. It was X-Play, not Extended Play.
Oh, there's a difference. Okay.
They changed the name to X-Play when she came on. He's walking into the bathroom, right? And then they switch the camera, and he falls the other way, and he's trying to go to the stall. It's so hilarious.
That's about the extent of it. Yeah, that's how you feel when you're playing these games. You're very disoriented. You know,
camera switches, and all of a sudden you're going the wrong way because you didn't let up on the stick.
Exactly, yeah. That's not good.
It does help when the game decides to, you're holding right, and the camera switches, and you're no longer moving right. But it continues that way because you haven't let up yet.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
But even that can be a real pain in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, it can be. Devil May Cry, yeah, I can't remember what the camera was like. I have it, the demo right here. We could play it to find out, but we're not going to.
At least not in the middle of the show.
That'd be pretty cool, though. We should do that one day. We should do a show where we're playing games during it. How funny would that be? All you would hear is like,
God damn it, Seaboy!
That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty cool. You know what, though? We could record some of the chat on EverQuest. I bet people would love to hear that. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we could patch through to Ventrilo.
Actually, you can. You know what's funny, too, is when I'm recording video, it picks up the Ventrilo chat. I have to take the sound out of the videos because you hear us talking. But, you know, yeah, we need to do something about EverQuest. A show, because it hasn't happened yet. And I think we can get Mobile Digit and Error, and I'm sure some other people, like WS Ninja maybe, and we could do like a whole show or so.
We've had some pretty lengthy chapters in a lot of shows, though.
We have, but I mean, I just want to let it fly, you know, just let it go one day. Just everybody get it out of your system, you know, every now and again.
Yeah, we have been kind of battling not to.
That's the problem, and I'm sure the listeners have noticed that it's just like, okay, you guys can't stay on track. Somehow MMORPGs, you know, either all of them or just EverQuest comes up in conversation all the time. And it's the simple fact of it is that, you know, when you found a game that this is that good, it kind of dominates you for a while, you know. That's it. You're done. You know, when that's all you can think about, you know. So coming up together with notes for the show, hell, doing the show sometimes, it's like, okay, focus, we gotta do this. And it's just like, but I'm in the middle of a group, you know. I mean, it's like, you gotta do stuff, and you know, it's hard to pull yourself away from your game. That's a good thing, you know. However, I do feel that this is a responsibility to the listeners to do a show not on nothing but EverQuest. So I'm saying that, you know, maybe we should do like a, you know, every now and again, we gotta do it. just to just totally
get it out of her
just to do a complete story dump one day into a show, you know? That would be pretty cool. I think that'd be really neat. But we'd just double our efforts on, you know, our current show because I don't know. Our show notes were pretty weak. I mean, look at it. What are we down to now? Oh, I got to play Rumble Roses. I forgot. Rumble Roses. If nobody's seen this game, this is like competition for Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball right here. And I'll tell you what.
Graphically, is it any good?
You know what? During the play, it doesn't seem like it's that fantastic.
Because, frankly, that's what this game is all about.
It is. It's a bunch of jigglies.
I can't.
You know, it is. It is. And I'll tell you what. During play, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably... I don't know. It struck me as pretty good. You know, as about as good as Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. As far as the way that everybody looks, you know, the chicks are... smoking, okay? I mean, they're really hot, and they're really well-detailed, and the physics engine is top-notch, okay? Believe me, I scrutinized it, okay? And I'll tell you what, the DOA girls have to, it's implant time or something. They got some competition on the block now, so. But the intro movie is worth the price of a rental. Okay, the rest of the game I sadly discovered sucked ass, okay? I couldn't handle it, but you got to play cool, like, hot little chicks in schoolgirl outfits named Candy Cane and shit, you know?
One of these days we're going to get one of these games that's actually good.
That's going to be scary.
What I want to see is an AO game that's actually good.
An AO game?
Adult only?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even see them very often.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, see, good one. Yeah, I mean, yeah. An AO-rated game that's any good, good luck.
In Japan, they have quite a few.
But they're not any good. I don't want to walk around sticking my finger up somebody's ass. That's not fun. That's not very good, okay? We need something that's like, I don't know what we need, but we got to get something cool. But whatever the case, like, I'll tell you what, this game sucked. I did not have fun playing it. The controls were just...
on the caliber of... BMX Triple X or whatever?
I don't think it was that bad. I don't think it was that. It was a lot better than BMX Triple X, which I don't think I ever played, as a matter of fact. But I watched plenty of video on it, I guess.
It looks... Yeah, I didn't play it.
It looked bad, though. This looks good, but it's not. This looks good, but it's not. The intro movie is the shit, though. Oh, my God. This... In my opinion, it was way better than the Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball intro movie. I liked it better. Like, that one was nice. It was pretty cool. There was some really neat stuff here, but this one was... more detailed, I think. It was pretty well done. I mean, it's worth renting it, I swear to God. It was just like, wow, I can't believe it. This is a video game.
3 minutes is...
Yeah, worth your $2 or $3 or $6 at Blockbuster now. Just don't let your girlfriend catch the play of this game. She will not be too happy with you. What are you watching?
With the quotes?
With the...
playing?
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I was saddened, though, because I think it would be awesome to have a fun wrestling game. I haven't had a fun wrestling game in a long time, and I don't know why I had... Well, I know why I had faith in this one. But it wasn't good. They didn't... I don't think they did it right. It had the same problems that all these other wrestling games had. You know,
yeah, I swear they feel they don't have to work hard because they have such sex appeal.
Those chicks are hot.
Yeah. And so they feel they don't have to work hard on the game itself.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. And as soon as somebody finds, like, the perfect marriage, though, you know, the great animation and graphics and all that with the perfect engine for whatever it is type of game, you're in them. And that's, you know, of course, the eternal struggle with all these games. This isn't, you know, some kind of earth-shattering discussion here where we've discovered what's wrong. You know, I'm just saying it doesn't happen with, like, fighting games very often.
That's what they need. A GTA clone like this. Grand Theft Titties or something.
Holy crap, I would probably have to check that out. I've lost faith in the GTA franchise itself, but there might be renewed faith here. Some nice looking female characters instead of that blocky crap that's from the hood and the other ones. Screw that. And then I got to watch extensively Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, which we talked about before because I saw it back when I was in the theater, but I bought the DVD. Because it is that funny. And this is just the story of a couple of guys that, they basically, they have shitty jobs, you know. Well, one of them, like, doesn't even, he goes to school or something, and he, like, he goes to, his dad pays
for... They actually have relatively good jobs.
Did they both work together? I can't remember what Kumar did.
Kumar doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Kumar goes to school and gets paid by his father to go to school.
That's what I was trying to say, but I was...
That's the best job. Take out the school part, and you got the best job known to man.
And Harold works at like he's an ad executive or something, isn't he? Something like that. Yeah, but basically his job sucks ass, and his fellow employees suck ass. And they sit at home. They like to get stoned. They like to just sit there and watch TV. And they got some friends across the hall at the apartment complex. They just like to sit around all day. And I'm sure they, you know, just sit there and watch movies and get stoned too. But the movie is about their adventure to go get food when they get hungry after they get high. And it's funnier than it sounds. I mean, you know, they run into
it's especially funnier than it sounds when you have personal experience.
Yes. So some of you kids who would have done something like that one day might be able to identify with some of the stuff that happens to him in the movie. But what's the guy? Neil Patrick Harris is in it, okay? Doogie Howser, all right? I mean, it's a pretty funny movie. If you want. However, I don't know if I can wholeheartedly recommend this to everybody. You know, like, your average person probably isn't going to be too satisfied with this movie. It strikes me as kind of low budget. You know, and if it doesn't have that great Hollywood flair, they're not going to be happy.
Although, I don't know. I think it's hilarious.
I think it's fantastic too. But I'm thinking the average person, if you can't stand humor like that.
In fact, unlike most comedies like this, I think it's something that you can sit down and watch all the way through, and it's a halfway decent movie.
I think it's great because I haven't laughed like that in a long time until I saw this. So I thought it was a pretty damn.
It's not like something like, say, the news one.
The news one. Oh, Anchorman. Yeah, Anchorman. Yeah,
where it's got some real funny scenes, but as a whole, it's kind of
mediocre at best. Yeah, definitely. But I would say out of $8, I would give this a 6.
It's pretty fair.
So I can't go too high because there's the. It, I don't know. It's not
the
great,
$8 is like a golden chalice that no movie should actually ever quite
reach. I could name some movies that have reached the $8 movie.
Oh, yeah?
Fight Club.
Okay, you're right. Fight Club counts.
Gladiator. I think Gladiator was amazing.
I personally cannot put Gladiator on the same pedestal as Fight Club.
I can't. Because, you're not going to say this is like Fight Club. I can say it's a movie that rocked me, though. You know, that just was just like, wow, I am so happy that I saw this movie. Army of Darkness? Even I couldn't say that one with a straight face. I love that fucking movie, but I guess it's up. It's in the top 5, but maybe not an $8 movie. How's that? Hey. Pulp Fiction.
All right, Pulp Fiction from quotable quotes alone makes it to the
$8. Okay. I've got some winners over here, though. If you look at this movie collection, I've got some shit in there, right? Quite a few movies that I would qualify as an $8 movie. Now, one that I wouldn't say is so high up on the ranking, I got to see King Arthur, finally. We talked about this last time with Ode. He said he couldn't stand it and had to turn it off or leave the theater or whatever he had to do.
I've heard a couple other people say it wasn't very good either.
Right? Now, I've heard both sides of the coin, though, because a couple of guys at work love it, you know, and we had it for sale, and I was wondering if anybody saw it, and a couple guys were like, oh, yeah, I owned it. I love that movie. And a couple people were like, no, this movie blows. So I finally got a chance to watch it myself, and I must admit, you have to try to watch this movie, because I didn't make it the first time. I sat down, turned it on, and within like a half an hour, I was just not all together with it. I couldn't handle it. I was like, wow, this movie kind of blows. You know, something's wrong here, right? So I turned it off at about half an hour, 45 minutes into it. I just turned it off. It's pretty long, though, okay, like 2 hours and 15 minutes. So like maybe the first quarter of it wasn't very good. Half an hour, 45 minute range, I really was maybe not even that long. It might have been before that. It might have been earlier than that. It seemed like right away I was not into it. But I made a second attempt. My day off, I was sitting here, I had nothing to do. Turn on this movie again, we'll give it another shot. And it was pretty damn good, actually, once you got past the first little bit. And I'll tell you, I remember right where I all of a sudden got interested, too, if I remember right. I can't remember correctly, but I remember like one of the first things that I started remembering when I really started focusing on how great it was. They're like, they come across these dudes that are like, they're being tortured and they're held captive. It's when they rescue the girl. Down in this like dungeon thing. Somebody who's seen it probably knows that's like an hour and 45 minutes into it, and they're all, what the fuck? You only like the last half hour? No, it was pretty earlier on, too. I know I saw it, but I remember seeing that part. And that was like when I was locked, though. Like when I was fully locked into this movie, just like, wow. They did a pretty good job, because, you know, the characters were pretty neat. I didn't care for Arthur too much, the guy who played him, but everybody else seemed really awesome. They did a really good job on the clothes, too. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but the way the dudes were all dressed up was phenomenal. It was fat. And the bad guy dude that they're fighting at the end, that guy was awesome. He totally reminds me of some kind of like evil fucking barbarian like shaman dude, right? He's like got the heavy furs and the long hair and the huge beard and everything, you know, and he's got a sword though, you know, but he's just like, he total like northern men kind of thing. It was pretty badass.
As far as the whole Knights of the Round Table, King Arthur thing goes, I really like the more out there magical crazy view of it.
But see, this movie was written based on stuff that they found. You know, that is supposed to be the most accurate tale.
Right.
You know, so that has an appeal on the same end. It's not all magical and whatnot, you know, but on the opposite end, it's, you know, historical, more or less. So, I don't know. I mean...
Well, yeah, they're pretty sure that there was a guy named King Arthur.
Well, what I would say, this is a tough one to give some kind of a rating to, because it's... The first part of it, it took a lot of getting used to, you know, and I think the average person would say this is like a $2 to $3 movie at best, a rental at best, okay? But once you get past that, and if you're all into this kind of stuff at all, I really thought it was worth the watch, you know, and would have to probably go to $5, okay? But it improves at the end. Like if the first half is like $4, the end half might be $6, okay, because it was, I thought it got awesome towards the end. When they get into the huge fights, and the way they set it up, and they had the chick all painted up, you know, and hiding in the smoke with the arrows, man, it was cool. It was really cool. And, you know, you did get a little bit of an emotional attachment to some of the characters, you know, because they had moments, you know, where you could see that the guy was trying to save his friends, and, you know, something happened, and I don't know, they did, I thought, a damn good job. They had some pretty cool stuff, like, pretty cool. I get bored of regular war.
Right.
You know, I can't stand watching a movie. Turn on the History Channel and watch some old war. What happens? Giant field and people just cram each other and people die and eventually there's one or two people standing, you know?
Speaking of this kind of movie, I finally saw Troy recently.
Oh, how is that?
I liked it. It was pretty good.
Yeah?
I
haven't heard anything about this yet.
There were some pretty interesting fight scenes, like the way they choreographed what's his name? Achilles.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fights.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool. Like the first fight you see him in, it's the two Greek armies are battling out because the one king wants to take over all of Greece, and he's got Achilles on his side, and so he walks up there and he's all, you know what? We can just go home. Why don't you bring up your best fighter? I'll bring up my best fighter. They'll duke it out, and whoever wins wins. But he has Achilles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, and he's all, oh, yeah. And this guy comes out, and he's like 8 feet tall, and he's all pearly and crazy. And then, they can't even find Achilles. He's not even on the battlefield. he's back at the camp sleeping with a bunch of naked chicks. And they finally get him up here, and he walks up as Brad Pitt, so he's kind of this little guy, at least compared to this.
Yeah, yeah.
To this big guy, and he's putting on his helmet and stuff, just woke up, kind of stretching a little bit. He runs up towards the guy, pulls out his sword, jumps up, slams his sword right here between the shoulder and the head, and the guy just falls down dead.
Holy shit!
And it was the way he moves, he like comes in. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Brad Pitt took a lot of time and effort to learn his moves and stuff.
Wow!
And the main fight scene with Achilles against the head guy of Troy,
uh-huh,
was really cool.
Yeah?
Like the way they handle the shield. And it's,
now I gotta go see this, because I dig long. This kind of stuff. I don't care.
It is long.
I play EverQuest while I'm watching movies, so I hope it's about a 17-hour movie. So I like long shit like that. So
I enjoyed it. It was... I'm gonna give it... $6.75.
Nice, okay.
I enjoy it.
Shit, I gotta go rent this now.
You have to deal with a lot of half-naked Brad Pitt, but...
I thought you were gonna say chicks.
No.
I was gonna say, I think I can handle that.
there's a few half-naked chicks, and that's good.
Okay, but that'll balance it out just fine. Yeah. Nice. Alright, well, we're done. We gotta get out of here now. Our time is up. But, send some email. Get us...
Save us.
Yes. Get us through these dark times, okay?
Before, when we can finally pull our heads out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. I just need to curb the request just a little bit, but I need just a little bit more time till I can get to that point. So if we have email and stuff to get us through these dark times here, we'll be okay. Okay, and maybe if I could put a little more effort forth or so. We can make this work a little bit better. We missed last week. I wasn't feeling too good. That didn't work out well anyway. And I didn't even have any notes anyway.
Don't worry, people. I was pissed too.
I was let down is what happened. I didn't feel good. We were snowed in. It was crazy here. I mean, it was nuts.
It would have been tough for me to get over here anyway.
I don't think you could. You got stuck on your street the day before.
Yeah.
So, we're going to try. What I'm trying to do is avoid the Final Fantasy XI disaster, where we were getting hate mail for talking about Final Fantasy XI. All right. Now, we're doing a terrible job, and I'm asking that somebody help. Because I can't save myself.
We tried to get saved by Wolf today,
and
but
he was
bailed.
No help. Yeah, he was no help at all. Because all he talked about was Final Fantasy, and then he bailed on us. So good to hear from him, though. I just hope it comes through clear.
Yeah, I had a hard time understanding it.
So did I. I had a real hard time. But
granted, the microphone was a lot closer to the phone.
Yeah, but it might have been too close.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we had volume problems with him before. But we'll see you next week. Right?
That's right.
That's right. With stuff to talk about.
Okay, bye.